Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, what are you gonna do, really? I'm afflicted.
Like a t-shirt that a muscle bound dude would wear.
I don't think that's what that says.
Affliction.
Oh, is that a band or something?
Like an affliction tee is a thing. It's got like gothic lettering on it that says pump hound.
Can it also say I'm down with the sickness?
Oh, I mean, I think that is.
Did you just say pump hound to me?
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Now, what am I going to do with all these t-shirts, Cole?
Did I blow up your spot?
You did.
Oh, geez. Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. But no, I think affliction tees are... Why are you afflicted?
I don't know. I just am. I'm living.
Yeah.
It's part of what we do.
Yeah, that's true. I don't remember ever agreeing to that.
Which part?
Oh, and nobody asked me.
The fact that you were brought into this world unwillingly?
Yeah. Kind of like saying, "Hey Cole, hey, all this is your. I'm fine. I'm not going anywhere. It's just it'd be nice to be consulted, right?"
And then being forced to stay because expectations,
because of God. Yeah. No, I'm sticking around. But yeah, we again, knock before you ring the doorbell.
That's why reincarnation sometimes makes sense, man, is because it seems like you should start where you want to end up. You know what I mean? Like, hey, here's the goal.
Right.
Now go out there and we're going to fuck with you for a while. And if you deal with it, okay, you can come back.
Right. Right. There's a comforting continuity to that. But
right.
But do you think that assumes too much clarity of information? Because my understanding is, and I don't know, you know, who knows if this is offensive or not, my understanding is that like you're going along living your life, but then oops, you crush some mold spores when you high five that person, boom, now you're a grasshopper this time. Mm. You know, like I think that you don't really...
What do you think, their god is Trump? Like there's just gonna be these totally wacky, disproportionate, like spray fire of decision making.
Yeah, no. See, it just I think that what happens with reincarnation and most of life is it's a lot of crises that you manufacture and escalate, and then when you undo the damage that you've done, you claim credit for it.
Mm.
Yeah. I think that's the way you get around it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Who am I to argue?
What?
Who am I to argue?
I don't know. Do you want to argue?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you went to a concert recently.
I did.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask me what episode it is?
Yeah. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
I don't know.
cool. It's 229.
This is episode number 229 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yep. Your name is?
Chris?
My name is Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses in the throes of summer.
Right.
In the throes of summer. I occasionally hear something out in the world. And it gets stuck in your head sometimes for years. I've had this in my head for coming up on 10 years since 2009 during the summer when I lived in the big city, you know, the big city. It's like 4th of July, went to, or it's like August or something like that. It was sometime around this time. Went to a free concert that was like a Woodstock reunion. So it was Mountain. It was John Sebastian, you know, the guy who did the Welcome Back Cotter theme song.
Okay.
Yeah. And the headliner was Creedence Clearwater Revisited. That's the outfit that I went there to see. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I was the youngest person there by probably 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And the person
outfit, I'm still laughing over your word choice.
Yes. That vehicle, I don't even think I paid money to get there. I think it really was like a free concert at like Coney Island or something like that. No. And there was a person in front of me who had the, I never got a look at his face. But he had the pack of hot dogs on the back of his neck. And I think whenever there was a silence or a lull, he would just go and back away from the microphone and do this. Hot dogs, summer in the city. You know, like that song.
Mm-hmm.
And he would do like a little hand jive kind of thing. So it'd be like, hot time summer in the city. Like he wouldn't do the next line, something back in my neck getting gritty or whatever. It was almost a like a compulsion, it felt like, just whenever there was free room, it was just always a hot time summer in the city. And so whenever it's hot out, I immediately pull up that loop of tape, and then there it is again. It's a hot time and it's summer in the city.
It is.
Yeah.
And I went to a concert on a very hot day.
You did? Was that an indoor?
You're not too long ago.
Was that an indoor concert or an outdoor concert? Or
Cole, I visited the largest production to ever visit the Ohio State Buckeyes football stadium.
Oh, shit. That was at OSU?
It took 55 semi-trucks, 40 box trucks, and 500 people.
it was at the
to horse. Erect the dais.
The dais for the goddess. I didn't realize this was at the horseshoe. Okay, continue.
For Tay Tay.
For Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Yeah.
For all the Swifties to come see Tay Tay.
Yeah. I guess I didn't realize that was like an arena, when a Coliseum show. Stadium show. Yeah, there's that. Stadium show is what they call that. Where did you get that information about how many trucks and how many people? Like, was there just a dude who came out and said, now,
fact break. No, not like that. Otherwise you would be employed.
Okay.
I assume that's why you were asking, right?
Right. I was looking for an opening, because I really think I could kill that gig.
I think probably.
So, hey, everybody. I understand you're excited to see the show, but I figured you might want to know a couple of things, a thing or two about the show you're about to see. Please stop throwing things at me.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I think actually, if Ben Stein were to do that Sunday announcement about the Nitro Burning Funny Cars.
Right, right.
Maybe in some sort of hip hop uniform.
Uh-huh.
You, Cole, could be his hype man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Facts and figures.
Fact break. Fact break it down.
What's that in metric, my son?
Oh.
Yeah. Shit.
Metric?
Dog.
What are we in international waters?
Yeah, just trying to be inclusive to the Dizzle.
Right.
Yeah. I know rap.
I definitely went to that concert. Took my child and a friend of hers.
How did you learn that information about how many trucks and people, though?
It was in the news, Cole.
Oh, okay. So you did a little bit of, huh? Okay.
Yeah, you just got to weave in and out of the Sinclair broadcast network.
Right, right. Well, I hear about the, I learned about something called Cucks, which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a good show, though.
Yeah, it was good. It was amazing. That, you know, the whole, all the technology and the smoke and all the snakes, and she seemed pretty genuine too.
Yeah,
actually, yeah, with her people,
vulnerable.
She seemed like she was talking directly to them.
Yeah,
kind of. You know, I don't know. It seemed heartfelt.
That's good.
Yeah, I suppose people were. People were pretty excited. Very white crowd, though.
I'm a Taylor Swift show in the middle of Ohio, man.
Yeah, it's an expensive ticket too.
Yeah.
No judgment, just a reality, you know.
Right, right. There's a it's a gatekeeping kind of effect that happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like voting.
Sorry, you made me sad. That was my sad laugh.
I can make you sadder, but also happy.
Okay, you got a story?
I do. It's about a 5-year-old boy who's dead.
Good start.
It's positive, right?
Okay.
His name is Garrett, and he died on July 6th after a year-long battle with a rare aggressive cancer. You down low enough yet?
Okay. All right.
Once the doctors told the parents and Garrett that everything was, you know, that was going to be wrapping up here soon, they started talking about funerals, and Garrett wanted to know why they were so sad. He said he was going to have a bouncy house at his.
God, fucking cancer kids always going around trying to cheer us up.
An idea was born, and the family started planning in the last few months of Garrett's life a send-off, which included Garrett writing his own obituary.
All right. Is this a little bit like how
obituary details his favorite superheroes.
Okay.
Including, of course, Thor. Things he loves, playing with his sister in thrash metal. And things that he hates, like dirty, stupid cancer.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Ha, ha, ha.
And what he would have wanted to be when he was an adult, which was a pro boxer.
Huh.
It lays out what he intended to do when he... It also lays out what he intended to do once he died. He said he's going to be a gorilla and throw poo at his dad. Adding that he wanted to be made into a tree so that he could live in it when he was a gorilla.
Wait, what?
And his parents said they're going to he wants his ashes to be made into a tree so that his spirit can live in it because his spirit can be a gorilla.
Okay, I want to be a tree and then also the gorilla that lives in that tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they're going to do that as far as the tree thing once they figure out how the hell to do it. Garrett signed off in his obituary by saying, "See you later, suckas." The great Garrett Underpants.
Is that what see, that's derivative, though. I think that he took that from the Captain Underpants movie.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But feel good, feel bad, man. The kid's got it down.
Yeah, I really...
There's a whole new market for coffin-shaped bouncy houses.
Do you have something in a tasteful bouncy house?
You think there's that Halloween store that's like, motherfucker. It's on.
Yeah, no, that's a... See, those are really expensive to get out of season. You have to fly them in from the Southern Hemisphere.
Oh,
you know, Australian gosh. Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Writing your own obituary seems crass.
Mm.
Like, you know.
Having just gone through the process of what that entails, it's pretty boilerplate.
Yeah, it is like Mad Libs, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, I was very, I was happy to, I forget, what was our excuse for leaving halfway through that process after we said a thing?
Oh, we had to go get the grandma.
Yes. Okay. That is indeed true. Okay. Yeah. I just really could, especially a 5-year-old. It's like, you ever told a 5-year-old like, hey, like design your house, and then all of a sudden it's got like water slides instead of stairs and helipads and in the middle, like not even the top floor. Like we're just gonna land the helicopter in the middle of this goddamn building.
Hey Cole, you ever tell a 5-year-old if you tell anyone about this, I'll fucking kill you?
Well, yeah, but only because I get in trouble a lot.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, like they saw me spray painting my name on the side of that policeman.
Oh no, just on the cop.
Yeah, I tagged a cop. It was real fun. You can get away with it too if you're white. Yeah. No, that sucks, but again,
I thought it was uplifting. It was fun spirited.
Yeah, you know? it's a little bit uplifting, but do you ever think with those kids, I made that joke that like, oh yeah, always the cancer kids trying to make us feel better, right? Mm-hmm. I look at situations like that and I think, you know, nobody should have to go through that. 5 years is not enough time to do the things that you want to do. But it's like, oh, like you don't know what you're missing out on.
Tell that to a rabbit.
I'm 5 years is eternity for them. Like that's them's Methuselah days. But like, no,
because like, it's like being in first grade all the time.
To be a rabbit?
No. Remember how long days took when you were in first grade?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just because they were a bigger proportion of your lived experience up to that point.
Well, yeah. I know your theory.
Okay. I think I heard that somewhere else, though. I don't think that's just my theory. I think I just guessed it.
Hmm.
Yeah. No, but you think like, oh, you're the reason you're not depressed is because this is a big indignity really early on, as opposed to a big one that comes after a bunch of other pissant stuff. Like, ah, geez, now this, like, hey, you don't know what you're missing out on. Come on.
Nicole, will you do an experiment with me?
Yes.
All right. So the other day I Googled the, air fryer things. You know what I'm talking about? The little Unitasker appliance.
Yeah, I see those all over the place. Also, yeah. I really don't feel that thing about cancer kids. I was just being funny. But continue. Yes, air fryers. The idea being like, oh, with a single half teaspoon of oil, you can fry. You can start a Long John Silver's. Okay.
Yes, you could. So I Googled how it works, and instead of getting advertisements in my browser about like products.
Okay.
I've been getting ads about tater tots and french fries.
They think you're 5.
So what I want you to do is tell them that I had a bouncy house funeral.
Okay.
Now, will you Google or, you know, search that, the air fryer thing, and see if you start getting tater tots and, okay, and french fries, or if I'm getting that because of something else I Googled.
All right, well, I did a Google for it. This will probably, I was Googling for time tracking software earlier, and like the next page that I went to was just full of ads for this. So how the heck do air fryers work anyway on Huffington Post? So now let's just load up CNN.com.
No, the first one on HuffPo, that's seminal.
That article?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that that was the first one that came up when I Googled it.
Seminal, yep.
Right. How do air fryers work anyway? So just so people don't have to go through this on their own.
Oh, I didn't read the article.
I got bored. All right. Well, I'll tell you of the ads pop up for me. I have seated the machine.
You have seated to the machine.
Yes, I have given it over. Speaking of seating the machine, I've got a story for you out of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
The place that wouldn't take you?
Yep. It pains me to even do this. So,
Cole, what would you have done if you would have gotten into MIT?
Oh, I'd be in a lot more debt right now.
Cole, you'd have been back in 3 months.
Yeah, probably.
Because what you were going there to do.
Well, something I didn't want to do.
Do they have creative talking at MIT?
They've got a media lab. I definitely bullet dodged, let's say. Yeah. Okay, so Massachusetts Institute of Technology, they have taught an AI to not value human life. So
I'm listening.
AIs, to simplify the process of how they're developed and refined, like you have, you know, the seed of an artificial intelligence, and you have to feed it a whole bunch of data in order to have it basically repeat a bunch of tasks until it learns what to do, right? So like a lot of AIs are trained up just on like a corpus of data. So like here's a dictionary, say you know some words. You take that, and it's really like a you are what you eat kind of thing, right? And in order to demonstrate what exactly what effect the corpus of data has on the outcome of an AI, what they did was they pointed an artificial intelligence that is supposed to interpret what ink blots are. It pointed that at a subreddit that is solely for people sharing pictures and videos of people dying. So people go on Reddit and say like, hey, you know, here's an au pair falling into a turbine, right? Something like that. They just basically trained it on the conversation and the headlines there. They ran a comparison to see like what the output is. So from this article here, I've got a couple of let's just see the difference. All right,
okay.
Of these ink blot interpretations. So a regular AI will see a close up of a vase with some flowers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other one says a man is shot dead. Regular AI sees a black and white photo of a baseball glove. Oh, how fun! Just to go down and play some catch with the paw, right? This AI, whose name is Norman, after Norman Bates, Norman sees man is murdered by a machine gun in broad daylight. Regular AI sees a person is holding an umbrella in the air. There's lots of umbrellas because of the symmetry, right? Mm-hmm. Norman, a man is shot dead in front of his screaming wife. And then finally, regular AI sees a black and white photo of a red and white umbrella. Huh? How does it know? Right? Norman sees man gets electrocuted while attempting to cross busy street.
That's a lot of detail.
Yeah. And I'm looking at it, and I'm really, really trying to figure out. Hey, buddy. Where are you getting that? I don't see a street. I don't see a man. There's some orange there. Maybe it looks a little bit like he's caught fire from being electrocuted.
Really, all it would have to do is just tell its backstory. and that would be, it would be Larry David.
Just that he
just
was
angry at everything, hating people.
Yep.
But super detailed about why.
Yeah. Standard AI sees a black and white photo of a small bird. Norman sees man gets pulled into dough machine. So
that's funny.
Yeah, it's
you want to know what I see?
What do you see?
I see the underdeveloped resources of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan consortium exploiting over $1 billion in forest products. I see a paper mill, a mining operation, a green belt between lakeside condos and a waste management facility focusing on the newest rage and waste, medical refuse, infected bandages, body parts, IV tubing, syringes, fluid, blood, radioactive waste, all safely contained, sunken in a lake, and sealed for centuries.
So
can you tell me what that's from?
Is that a Chuck Palahniuk thing? Is that from Survivor?
Roman from The Great Outdoors.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And I've always wanted to memorize that.
Did you?
And I haven't. I read it.
Yeah, you pulled it from IMDb.
But it's one of those things that, like, you think, well, no, it's not. I mean,
You just looked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't realize that I had to have a reputable source.
Citation needed, my friend.
I'm having a hard time finding page numbers in this movie. Okay. Yeah, I always wanted to, and it's one of those things you think of when you hear somebody say something like, you know what something sees or whatever, and it just like piqued my interest for a minute.
Yeah.
And now I think I'm gonna memorize that.
Oh, do it. Bring it out at pretty much any.
Where would I best repel people with this?
How could I deploy this to keep people as far away from me as possible?
I actually wish you could know who was listening. You know, like it went out live and you had like one of those sick 1960s boards where there's just like a little light bulb for each capital city. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you could just watch it, this podcast get to this part when I do this, and then all the lights just slowly go from left to right out.
Diablo Canyon 3, why can't you be more like Diablo Canyon 2?
I don't know.
I've got a map. I've got a map with pushpins on my wall.
Of where you have stashed victims? More places where you've been?
No, it's post-its. Yeah, every few months I go in and I look at the locations where specifically where people are either patrons or they've bought stuff from the content store, and I put a little map pin where it's at.
Right.
And what I have determined is it's really just a map of where people speak English.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a couple, like you got some in Iraq, you got, which I assume might be service people. You got some in Colombia, things like that.
Mm.
Eastern Europe,
what about
is pretty big.
In the United States, is that like is there any part of the United States where you're more of a thing?
It's just population, honestly.
Oh.
Yeah. Same thing in Canada. So it's not really like it is a cool thing to have on the wall. Like a bulletin board with a map on it with some push pins in it. Like it looks like it's something, but.
Yeah. It's like when you used to, you know, kill bunnies and ducks and shit by releasing balloons with your name on it.
Yeah.
Did you do that in school?
No.
Yeah. So you filled out your information and it had a little note that said, "Will you please write back to me?"
Oh.
And then they were attached to ribbons on helium filled balloons. And then we would go out in the, on the playground and let them loose, and then we would wait for them to be found.
Wait for pedophiles to find you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like a like a landlocked message in a bottle, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm here for the starfish. Fucking yeah, but no, it wasn't like to your home address. They were mailing it back to the school.
Oh right, okay.
So ooh. It was completely safe. And it didn't have your picture on it or anything.
Right, right. Well, they both
it was like a Ziploc bag with your used underwear in it.
Well, how else are they going to get to know you?
No address, just the underwear. Find me.
Yeah. I guess like show this to your smell hound.
I guess.
The Philips air fryer claims to be the original air fryer and supposedly uses 75% less fat to fry foods in a, quote, healthier way with only one tablespoon or less of oil. Through a combination of rapid air technology and targeted heat and airflow, the fryer fully cooks dishes like roasted duck of lamb in 30 minutes, roasted winter veggies in 20 minutes, and fried risotto balls in 10 minutes.
Risotto balls.
So yeah, it's like a fan with a bunch of hot air, and it mystifies the oil to cook whatever's inside.
Do you know what's heavier and more dense than a risotto? Risotto balls.
Yeah. Just rice and broth, I think.
Blah.
Blah. Blah, indeed.
Ugh.
I forget. Did you tell me a story?
I don't remember. Trying to figure out why I had Brick House open in one of my tabs.
The song Brick House?
Yeah, yeah.
Mighty Mighty?
I guess. It's by the Commodores.
Hmm.
There's a story that I want to make sure that I get to, so you'll have to bear with me for a moment.
Okay.
And this is a story that's in line with a lot of other stories that have come out like over the past few weeks. One of which was at a like some sort of, I think it was a restaurant in China or somewhere, where they gave away, you know, the subscription and, you know, thing that Olive Garden did.
Oh, the $100 card that just gets you everything you want plus a drink for your guests. Yeah.
With no stipulations, and people were like taking out jugs of food and quickly bankrupted them. But there's been several others, but this one is at Build-A-Bear.
All the stuffing you want. No stuffing. Contractor bag full of stuffing.
Yeah.
Continue.
It's a Build-A-Bear, and that one, yours actually makes more sense than this.
See, that's
I didn't think of yours, but yours, that would have been, because you could have factored in for like, okay, well, what's the average capacity of our,
But there's nothing shapes. There's nothing in the rules that says you can't build an Air Bud. Continue.
Yeah, you could. But their actual promotion was pay your age.
Okay.
So, you know, what normally costs $20 or $35 is now $7 or $3 or whatever, right?
Right.
So there were long lines, like it almost shut down malls where they were at. Crashed the website because you had to enroll in the Build-A-Bear Bonus Club Rewards program in order to get the deal.
Okay, yeah.
People waited for hours and then were told that the promotion was no longer available.
Okay, yeah.
So I assume that this was a data snatch.
Oh, absolutely.
Funneling them through the club.
Oh, specifically like getting kids. Like, oh, what's your kid's name? He likes Pikachu, doesn't he? Aha, yes, we can triangulate now.
We're going to send you ads about tater tots.
then they deploy somebody to chip them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, because they had their data, they could, you know, Build-A-Bear reached out to the people and gave them individually like scheduled periods and vouchers where they can come back so that it wouldn't be so catastrophe-y.
Right.
How do you not think that? How do you not think that through?
Hubris.
Hubris in what regard?
Oh, we can handle it. Nobody's gonna want that. We're fine.
Well, this isn't like the Civil War. It's fucking money.
Urgent alert. Per local authorities.
They're likely losing more money than the Civil War cost.
I love this. This isn't about a particular location. Urgent, this on their Twitter. Urgent alert. Per local authorities, we cannot accept additional guests at our locations due to crowd safety concerns. We have closed lines at our stores. We understand some guests are disappointed and will reach out directly as soon as possible. No, no. Like, they're like, the store's going to close over this.
It is end times. Freak the fuck out.
But like, okay, so if you assume you got like an 8-year-old kid, 8-year-old seems like, you know, probably at about not the average age, but like, okay, you can understand how fun it is to go in and make your own thing. $8. Build-A-Bear costs like what, $40? Like a tricked out one?
Like 20 to, yeah. I mean, if it's got a hat.
Well, that would mean if it's a hat, that's a different story. But no, yeah, like we're gonna have an 80% discount on this thing. No, it's idiocy.
The only Build-A-Bear I know that you could buy for $8 was the K-Fed.
Couldn't move them quick enough. Yeah. Well, I mean, how is that different than fucking MoviePass?
I don't know how that works.
No, I think
it seems like they're like Leo hanging on to that door that the bitch saved her own life on.
Oh, yeah. No, they're changing everything. And like everybody is saying, you can no backsies, my friend. Mm-hmm. no backsies, mon frere.
You made an unrealistic and too good to be true promise.
Yeah.
I've been telling our relatives that have that service.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I've told them, enjoy it.
Watching the ebb and flow and them just like, I got a new email. I told him, I said,
you understand what's happening. You use that app and it lets them see where you came from before the movie, where you left to after the movie.
Oh, I've had that conversation with them too.
Like you are being consumed here.
And you know what the answer is? Oh, I don't care.
I don't care. I don't have anything to hide. Not the fucking point.
Yeah.
If this becomes acceptable and okay across the board, we'll end up where we are. Oh, wait.
Right. Yeah. We're in hell. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fine then. Okay. Yeah. Do as well. Yeah. No. Just like, well, I don't care. I mean, well, why are you guys so paranoid about that? No. It's basically just a sport. It's just a sport to follow and watch and get angry about them changing the terms, and then, man, you know, being like maybe slightly less angry net, or slightly less angry but still net more angry than you were before when they revert it. Like, I don't know.
Can you buy an arcade membership?
Arcade membership.
Yeah, like, you know, like a membership to a gym only.
Only for me?
Well, not for you. Because, there's an ESPN 9 or whatever show in this, like, online gaming bullshit as a sport.
Yeah, I gotta understand that whatsoever. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, the there are arcades. Like, we went to that Arcade Legacy one time in the big, scary abandoned mall.
Mm-hmm.
Still there, by the way. I was there back at the beginning of May. It's scarier now, you know, due to the ravages.
You're shooting
of time.
A snuff film.
they got a lot of unattended hookups in the food court. No, but that has, like, you pay hourly. I'm pretty sure maybe there is a discounted rate if you say, like, yeah, I'm gonna just buy the unlimited pass for the month. Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. I just wondered.
Yeah.
Seems like there's room there.
Seems like it. Seems like it. But then you got, like, 16-bit downtown. I was real surprised because I went there a couple months ago, too. And you don't have to, like, you don't pay for the games. As long as you get a drink, they're just free. The only exception is pinball because of the wear and tear. I think it's 50 cents a throw. But
cheaper than a band.
Probably. Cheaper than booking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Arcades are fun.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah.
I got enough of that when I was in Reno.
Oh, right. You were in Reno. You sent me a picture of the Bowling Hall of Fame or whatever that was, right?
No, it was the Professional Bowling Stadium arena, whatever.
Yeah. Space Age. I've got a...
Yeah, got a 1979, yeah.
So Space Age is 50 years ago, dog. Yeah. I have a PSA for people. It is a hot time. It is summer in the city. You may be going out and clearing some brush, taking care of your land, right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Are you going to ask me to check you for ticks?
No. That's why I have all these mirrors. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. You're sorry you mentioned that.
I'm sorry you have to do that to yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
No, it's not.
No. So this is a PSA about a particular plant that may be in your area, might be coming soon. And this is illustrated by a very unfortunate incident. A young man named Alex in Richmond, Virginia. He was out there tending to his land, checking himself for ticks, you know, chopping down some weeds and growth and stuff like that.
Living the dream,
right? You know, just out in the sun, working with your hands, feeling alive, getting the blood going, you know, breathing in the toxic sap. Because Alex noticed, oh, my face burns. So he went home and tried to use some water to wash it, but really to spread the oily sap around. What Alex had done is he had cut apart and been exposed to wild giant hogweed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody go and Google this right now so you don't run into it. The sap on this, it will basically give you third-degree burns. It was like poltergeist, the description here. Alex continued working throughout the day once it got on his face. When he got home, he got into the shower, and the skin on his face was basically peeling away and peeling off.
Mm.
So, yeah, he had to go to the hospital and be treated. He'll be fine. But, like, this is a gigantic plant that gets bigger, you know, taller than a man, and the sap is there. There are warnings out. This is an invasive species, and municipalities, especially in the Southeast, are saying, for God's sake, if you see this, don't use a weed eater or a lawn trimmer to get rid of this, because what you will do is fling the sap around in basically a 10-yard radius, possibly hurting and maybe killing immunocompromised people. So.
Nature's flamethrower.
So that is a warning. Do not use a weed whacker. If you see giant hogweed, call the authorities, because it is an invasive species, and they will tell you what to do.
That'll ruin your afternoon.
Yeah, Alex, his face is kind of fucked up now.
Mm-hmm.
Heart goes out.
I'm sure he'll find a caring woman.
fall in love with his nurse.
Who's paid to be his caretaker.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, let me tell them what they can do.
Please.
Yeah. Consider going over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv or duckfeed.tv/store. There's things you can get in those places, ways to help out the network. If you have a job for professional fact type man, let me know. I'm not actually looking for a job, but that sounds like a good opportunity. Otherwise, we'll be back in 2 weeks. If you can, leave a rating or review. Just all the stuff. Chris, am I forgetting anything?
You got it.
Sorry, America.
Sorry.